like you said earlier this season that maybe nothing was really coming easy to this team. Looks like you guys have made it look a little easy these last two games. I imagine it didn't feel that way, but it looks that way.
Yeah, they've been both of them have been a grind. I mean, you know, we didn't get many shots in here tonight. We didn't give up many shots either. It was just a matter of, you know, staying in that game. And I think because of how hard we had to battle the first part of the season, it's kind of ingrained in us. It's in our DNA now. And, you know, it's the expectation when we hit the ice every night. So, you know, we don't shy away from those tough games. And we're able to stay in that battle, stay in that fight, and fortunate enough to get a result.
You mentioned toughness. It seemed like Anaheim came out early wanting to maybe assert themselves physically. But you guys push back a lot. We don't see that a whole lot from this team. I think that was the second fighting major all year. But what did that maybe say about this team and playing that kind of style?
You know, I think if you want to, first of all, obviously stick up for your teammates, you know, don't allow that stuff to happen. But ultimately, you know, you get those, you know, you get the other team out of position, trying to do some things maybe a little bit too much. And you either take advantage of them on the power play, get them out of position, get an odd man rush. So there's an understanding there. I mean, you know, Bissy answered the bell there, did a great job. So, you know, there's definitely that capability, but, you know, we play a hard enough game as it is. You know, we don't need to necessarily do those things.
You talked about the power play the other night in San Jose, that there's just too many weapons here. We maybe haven't seen a whole lot of offense or goals come from the point yet, but obviously Neil gets that goal. That seems to be another weapon when you can utilize the point shot.
Well, you gotta have a threat there. You know, you just gotta have somebody that can get it on net with some heat. You know, squeak one in once in a while, because obviously it keeps the other teams honest. I mean, there's a reason why Ovechkin gets so many one timers on the power play, because teams got to worry about Carlson. So it's really important for him to keep shooting that puck. Doesn't always have to go in, but as long as, you know, he's a threat up there, it makes our power play better.
That second goal that Nikolai scores looked like a pretty fun give and go between you and him. I mean, how does that work? When did you think he was going to shoot it at first or give it right back to you? Or
Nikki, when he scored?
Yeah.
Well, I gave it to Josh first. He gave it back to me. I knew he wasn't really in a scoring area, so good job by him to bump it right back. You know, I was looking at the net. I saw Nikki last minute kind of stop up and give me a lane, threw it over to him, and you know, once he's right there, that's a red zone for him. So he lets those fly, and he's pretty lethal, you know, in between the circles. So great shot by him.
6 points now in the last three for you. I talked to you a little bit about center already, but I mean, do you feel like there's less did you have to worry about defensively? Maybe not in that same way, but like, not that you don't have to worry about defensively, but I'm saying, like, do you have to? You can focus a little more on offenses, I guess, is what I'm asking.
It's completely the opposite.
Okay. Well,
there's a lot more defensive responsibility as a centerman. I mean, you are the third defenseman. You know, you got to play below the dots a lot. You know, you got to be the second man in on those loose pucks in the defensive zone. I mean, it's quite a bit more of a defensive responsibility. You know, it just felt good when they made the switch. You know, I felt like, you know, I don't know exactly what the right terminology is, but I felt a little bit more involved in the game. I felt, you know, I was making a little bit more of an impact, regardless of the points or goals or assists or any of that stuff. It just felt like, you know, I was involved in a positive way, you know, and I think it gives us some sort of advantage, you know, to have me and Mark on separate lines sometimes. Obviously, the two of us love playing together, and we would love to keep that together. But, you know, I think especially on the road, you know, if we can have both lines going, you got to really pick who you're going to try to shut down and get those different matchups. So, you know, for me, getting some of those different matchups is a little bit different than what I'm used to. And, you know, maybe one day some teams will give Scheif that different matchup, and, you know, that's open season for him. So, it's going good right now. You know, you want to just stay really responsibly defensive-oriented, and that's really what we talked about, me, Nikki, and Rosie, was, you know, we got to be great defensively. We do those things. We have enough speed that we're going to create some chances offensively.
Did it come to a point where, you know, splitting of you and Mark may have – you would have thought it would have been detrimental to the team, and then you kind of had to – kind of see it to believe it, that you guys could still do it apart, I guess?
Well, you know, after last season, you kind of put everything on the table. You know, you kind of put all those cards on the table. And, you know, I would never say that I don't want to play with him. He's one of the elite centers in the league. And, you know, I love playing with the guy. I think sometimes, though, you got to remove yourself and those feelings from the equation and try to decide if, you know, maybe going somewhere else or splitting us up or doing different things might make us a better hockey team. And, you know, for me, that's all that matters at this point. You know, there's nothing that I'm looking to accomplish outside of winning hockey games. And so if that means that, you know, I'm second, third, fourth line center, right wing, left wing, you know, I'm completely open to doing any of those things. And I think when you look at those things, you know, it gives an opportunity to get the most out of some of your teammates too. You know, you get Patty playing in that spot. You know, I'm trying to be a positive influence on Nikki and on Rosie. So now all of a sudden you got maybe a little bit more engagement out of some guys, and some things are clicking, and obviously it's going good right now.